Welcome to Snack Queens, an auditory taste test where we sample snacks from grocery store classics
to global goodies
to culinary oddities. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Sarah.
Are you hungry?
Come snack with us.
Okay. Geez, how far are we into this? Not too bad.
No. That's pretty normal.
Yeah. Sorry, I was doing a bit where I was a Girl Scout.
Okay, you want to start over again?
Well, I don't know how to do it, but this is kind of how it would go. Knock, knock. Here's my paper, Miss Elizabeth. I've seen you at the dance studio once. Buy these cookies.
Is that how it went for you?
Not these ones. The cookies that we are indulging in today came from my mom's best friend's daughter's daughter, Aaliyah. And I had, Danielle had posted that she were selling cookies, and along with a video about how, like, buying cookies from her would be a good idea. She's very cute. And then yours got to you very quickly because they were shipped, and then mine were delivered in person. And I was subbing for her contemporary class, and she came in a little late, and she like snuck to the back and just put them down on the ground. And I was like, thank you. And then.
So, yes, we're doing Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
If you haven't figured it out.
Yeah. And I said this earlier, my room smells like peanut butter. I think that we have two different peanut butter ones, and I believe Sarah picked three kinds, but then I had to order four for them to ship to her, so I just added something.
It's a lot of peanut butter, and it's actually four peanut butter cookies because we're not just doing Girl Scout cookies, we're doing dupes as well.
Yeah, and I think that between the two of us, we have like some different variety in what we were able to find, which I think is really interesting. But like looking at them, I messed up on one.
Oh, your sandwich cookie?
Yeah, I was unaware that it was an oatmeal sandwich cookie, even though I was reading the information at the stores when I was looking for them. Whoops. Okay. Do you usually buy Girl Scout cookies?
I haven't in the past few years, but if I'm out at a grocery store and they are selling them in front of the grocery store, I have a hard time saying no.
And what's your go-to?
Oh, Thin Mints.
Yeah, I think that I would agree with that. Though I do really like peanut butter, and these tagalongs are calling my name.
See, the tagalongs were my brother's favorite, and I never was interested. I'm okay with the Do-Si-Dos. I would say my second place are the Samoas.
Yes, and I don't think I like those one bit.
This will be an interesting episode, ratings wise.
It surely will.
Where would you like to start?
Let's start with the cookies that I messed up with the Do-Si-Dos, if that's okay.
Okay.
So each box of Girl Scout cookies is $5. And I'm being told that the proceeds stay local.
Oh.
I'm being told that by the box. Three cookies is a nice amount for a serving size, and I like that this has the two different like bags, so you can kind of work on one tube and the other ones can stay very fresh. Have you ever had these? I have not.
Oh yeah, they're a Busk family favorite. All the Busks that like peanut butter.
This smells like a not too sweet peanut butter. It smells like a very natural one.
I think a lot, if memory serves correct, a lot of the sweetness is in the cookie.
Okay. And then to compare to it, I bought the Little Dutch Maid peanut butter cookies, and that's a peanut butter cream sandwich. So I think the middle will be similar. So I guess that's what I'll do my main comparison on, since my actual cookies are different.
I bought the Kroger brand really nutty peanut butter sandwich cookies made with real peanut butter. And they're the same size and obviously the same shape. I mean, I guess not obviously, and Nutter Butter would be a different shape.
Yeah.
But the cookie seems a little more processed than the Girl Scout option.
Yeah, it does, even though it's like a stamped image, it does still kind of have like an organicness to it. Okay, I'm going to try the cream from both. It's wet. The cream on the Girl Scout one is much thinner. You're going to hear this sound a few times. That's me putting my cookie remnant in the little bowl I brought upstairs. Well, I've discovered a few things.
What did you discover?
I like dosey doughs.
That tracks.
I like the crispness of the oatmeal cookie, and I did not think it was too sweet. Is that an unpopular opinion between the two of us?
The dosey dough I felt was very sweet, much sweeter than the Kroger version. The Kroger actually tasted more like peanut butter to me, but overall, the experience was incredibly similar.
I had that even though it was like wrong.
So my question is, would you buy the Girl Scout version or would you buy the dupe?
I think I would buy the Girl Scout in this opinion, in this circumstance.
I don't know. The Girl Scout is such an iconic taste. However, for $5, and the Kroger one was only $2.39, and almost identical experience, I think I would go with Kroger.
I think that that's very fair. Boy, do I wish I had Kroger. Oh. Ratings.
That's a thing we do.
I'm giving the Adosido. Why does it have the dashes like that?
I think the dance step has the dashes like that.
Okay. That opened up more questions. And I give that an 8. I give my peanut butter creme cookies from Little Dutch Maid a 6. They were fine.
I give the dosey dough a 6. And I also give the Kroger cookies a 6. It was a very similar experience.
I picked your turn.
I say let's stay in peanut butter land.
P-B? Okay, the tagalongs. A crispy cookie layered with peanut butter and covered with chocolatey coating. I believe I found like the exact same thing. This is the one that I was able to find from Aldi. The Benton's peanut butter fudge cookie. Out of the box, they look almost identical. The chocolate from the Aldi one looks a little darker, but they are like, oh, and the Aldi one's a little flatter, but you can see like the peanut butter disc imprint on both of them.
Yeah, I would say the makeup of these is almost identical. Now, I'm curious, because it's been many years since I've had a tagalong. My memory and reasoning why I didn't love them was because it was not a crisp cookie. It was very soft.
Well, this one's not only crisp, it's crispy.
Well, let's see if that's true.
Okay, in we go. This is very good to me.
I think it's better than the do-si-do.
Yeah, I agree. And I've left almost no room to improve on the score. Were you aware that it was going to be a chocolate cookie? Because I do see that in the picture now.
I have the exact same experience. Took a bite, went, whoa, that's a surprise. Looked right at the package and saw, shouldn't have been.
Yeah, well, it kind of blends in with the chocolate. And they're like really bragging about how they use real cocoa. I just thought that was a part of it.
Did you taste the difference in the cookie, though?
I did. I thought that I preferred the Girl Scout one again because there was less chocolate and more of the peanut butter shining. And that's what I want. That's why, to me, peanut butter eggs or peanut butter Christmas trees are better. Because in that Reese's cup, you just want more peanut butter.
I liked the Girl Scout version better, too. It had a little more salt.
Mm-hmm. And it was crispy.
It was crispy. I was wrong all along. I don't know.
They change all the time. I don't think you were wrong.
Well, maybe I had a bad batch. Maybe we had left them out. Maybe someone convinced me they weren't crispy because they wanted them all to themselves.
I thought you were going to say maybe I have a bad back. And I don't know why, but I was like laughing for the rest of the things you were saying just then. And I was like, that always, it affects my snacking experience.
It could. If your back is hurting, it affects everything. Everyone knows this. What are you rating it?
I'm going to pick the Girl Scout one, and I'm going to give it a 9. And that may be a rose-colored way to look at these cookies, but I really enjoyed that, and I finished my Girl Scout one, and I have not finished any of the other ones yet. But I'm still sticking with a 6 for the like knockoff version. I don't know. I'm anti-chocolate cookie, apparently.
I also am choosing Girl Scout this round. I'm going to go 8 for the tagalongs.
Ooh.
I will say I wouldn't eat this like a cookie. It would be more like a piece of candy.
I get that.
Like, it's very chocolatey. And I'm going to go 7 for the Bentons because it wasn't as crispy and it was a little too sweet.
It was softer. Get your act together, Benton. Jeez.
If you're going to give us a really soft bite with the peanut butter, the cookie needs to counteract that.
Yep. I'm with you. I am on the same page.
Okay, what's next?
Oh, let's do coconut.
Do you not like coconut, Elizabeth?
What I'll tell you is I do, but I can't tell you when. It's going to be random. It's going to be in some items and not in others. I don't know why. And I just, now maybe I will like this. Now, but I feel like as like a 7-year-old eating this cookie, which is maybe the last time I had it, didn't like, oh, my water. Oh my gosh, did you hear that?
Gee, no.
Willikers. I didn't like it. I just didn't. What dupe version did you procure?
I also, in these, was able to find one at Aldi, the Benton's Caramel Coconut Fudge Cookies, also made with real cocoa.
I had to go brand name, Keebler Coconut Dreams.
Hey, I'm going Keebler in the next round.
Yeah, I couldn't find that. Okay, a crisp cookie, we'll see, with caramel, coconut, and dark chocolatey stripes. Interesting.
These are my second favorite, so I'm hoping memory holds up.
These cookies look so identical, but it is like really apparent that it's a dark chocolate for the Girl Scout, and it seems to be whatever fudge is from Keebler. I don't know what it is.
The dark chocolate is apparent in comparison to the Bentons.
Bentons.
And it's a lighter toast, it seems, on the coconut.
Pretty much the spot on for size. The center is a tiny bit bigger in the Keebler one.
Oh, the Girl Scout center is bigger. But other than that, yes, identical in size.
Interesting. Okay, I'm gonna take a bite.
Okay.
Fours all around. Man, I have no idea. I should like that. Don't know why. I think it's a texture thing. I think I'm like a little tiny child.
I'm giving them both eights, and I would lean the Aldi version. They're identical. And it might be the coconut. I feel the coconut kind of overpowers everything, but the texture was the same. The flavor was the same. So why not pay less? For arguably more cookies.
I don't want to pick. I would not buy these. I will not pick. I just wouldn't. But Amy, Catherine will love them.
Well, that's good.
Hey, I was saying a story about you and your mom, and I called her Shirley, and my mom was like, that's not her name.
That's impressive, because I don't think Shirley would know your mom's name.
I don't know why. Oh, I was talking about your tumblers, and she was just like, no. And I don't know why it came out of my mouth, and I... Okay. Wow. We have made it 75% through our journey.
It is a lot of cookies.
Yeah.
And I've only eaten a bite of each.
My cookie jar is almost full. My cookie jar is a reused candy club. This is one of the original ones you got me. I took the labels off, washed it. I use it to store snacks, and it has some vine stickers on it. This one features one that says, let me see what you have. A knife. No. Okay. Sorry about that. Thin mints.
This is everyone's favorite, right?
I think so. Do you like to put them in your freezer?
Yes. I think I kept them in the freezer when we lived together.
I remember them being there and learning about it at that point in my life.
Although these were not in my freezer.
Mine weren't either. I felt like that was... maybe if I had some forethought, I would have put one of each in the freezer and then like compared both. But...
I went name brand this time. I have the Keebler Grasshopper Mint Fudge Cookie.
Yes. And despite going to three grocery stores and an Aldi, I could not find them. So I am back with a throwback. A cookie we had last season during our gluten-free episode. The Goody Girl Mint cookies. And I did go back and you gave them a 5.
And, yeah, I did not like them.
And I gave them a 7. So I'm interested. The box, the design has changed. So I wonder if anything else has changed. They're much thinner than the Thin Mints.
They're a thinner mint.
Yeah, that's what they're.
The grasshoppers are the same thickness as the Thin Mint and roughly the same size, a little bit smaller because the edges are scalloped.
Ah, that's cute.
Yeah, which I do think I have had, if memory serves correctly, because we discussed off mic about the different Girl Scout bakeries.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure when I was in Florida, those cookies were sourced from a different bakery than the one that we got our cookies from this time, and the Thin Mints were scalloped.
Yeah. I really, and this is goofy to remember the same thing about cookies, but I believe that you are correct.
I'm serious about Thin Mints, okay?
Before we try them, I wanted to ask, I've never bought the Boy Scout popcorns. I've never had them.
My brothers were both Boy Scouts, so yes.
Okay, but do you feel like Girl Scout cookies have like more publicity?
Yes, because it really is just popcorn.
Oh.
Like just microwave popcorn. I mean, I think they have other, but all we bought was microwave popcorn.
That's very interesting. Okay. Well, thanks for going on that small tangent with me. Thin Mints are a crisp, chocolatey cookie made with natural oil of peppermint. Well, that's kind of interesting. How many can I eat?
Yeah. Now I'm reading an article about the different bakeries. And yes, the other bakery, the ABC bakery, theirs has a scalloped edge. And
where are ours from?
Ours are from Little Brownie Bakers, and they do use peppermint flavor as opposed to the mint flavor from ABC Bakers. So it's even a different flavor.
Oh, I wonder if that will change our opinion on them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here
we go. Don't keep me in suspense. Tell me what you thought.
I have a wild revelation that I don't think anyone saw coming, but I prefer the Keebler grasshoppers.
What?
It was so much more minty and crispier.
You know what? The Goody Girls were mintier as well. But they were not crispier. They were the same amount. And then they were grainy at the end. Because the gluten the gluten really holds together the cookie, apparently. Okay. Well, I'm going to do this. Keebler. Sarah gets a star next to that. Very interesting. Sarah only siding with the poor girls just trying to raise money for their future. 1 out of 4. Whoa. I'm going to stick with a 7 for the Goody Girls. It was not different. I felt the same about it.
You have another one to rate.
I'm actually going to give the Thin Mints an 8. I enjoyed the tag-alongs the most today. I'm a wild and crazy kid.
I am giving both a 9. Both are delicious, even though the Keebler, I felt, outdid the Thin Mint. I'm still going to put those Thin Mints in my freezer and be very happy to eat them all.
I wish you had said, I'm giving them both a 9. They're mighty fine.
Oh, okay. I give them both a 9. They're mighty fine.
She said that with no pressure from me. That was just from her. I thought that this was fun. And for something that has been built up since January.
Well worth the wait, I think.
I enjoyed it. And these were absolutely nothing bad tonight. And don't get it twisted. I did give the Samoas. Yes. I gave them a low score, but that is like purely from my experience. I believe that they are a good cookie. I just don't like it. And that's different than sometimes when I score things low. Those things are not good. Salsa jelly beans.
Ugh. Ugh.
Robbie, actually, that I guess that was in my head because it was just Easter. And Robbie still doesn't have his taste back from when he had COVID at Christmas. And he liked the salsa ones because it was like kicking through. Like he could taste it a little.
And it was something he wanted to taste?
I think he was just excited he could taste it.
Well, I'm glad they found a use.
Yeah. Kristen spit out the taco one. She was like, I'm so sorry. I can't do it. And I said, it made me cry.
The worst. The worst. But this was not the worst.
Yeah. You should buy Girl Scout cookies from somebody in front of a store or from a child at your dance studio.
And if you're interested, I was looking at a list of states that use each bakery. And actually, we both, well, Tennessee exclusively uses Little Brownie Bakers. But Alabama and Pennsylvania and actually Florida as well use both bakeries.
This seems crazy. That's so wild.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll ever get a third. And they'll call it. No, I couldn't think of a pun.
Only 5 states exclusively use the ABC bakers, and the geography does not make sense to me.
Like
Nebraska,
how? Okay,
Kansas, Maine, Rhode Island, and New Jersey.
Okay, well, some of those are by each other.
Some of those make sense.
They must have just had good pictures the day that they went there.
Okay. Do you got any thumbs up or down?
I have some thumbs up, but they're really weird.
I cannot wait.
Okay. Number one is for a playlist. Spotify. It's called Am I in a 2016 movie? Question mark.
Things I Bought and Liked posted about it last week.
I saw that Curtis posted something about it on his something. I don't know where he talks. He's always talking. So I couldn't tell the difference. But it's just like songs from all of those things. And it's been so fun because some of them are just like straight from the soundtracks. And some are, you know, you have to go to the end of the earth to find a few. But it's been really fun. I do recommend driving to it. Then I'm going to stay in the music lane. And I'm going to give you, I'm going to blow your freaking mind.
Okay.
I love Rosalia's new album, and I don't speak Spanish, but it's so fun, and I keep playing Chicken Teriyaki in all my classes, and I don't know that the kids are enjoying it as much as I am, but I think it's my number one played song of the year, besides the song from Drag Race.
I haven't heard it.
It goes like this. Sita, sita, hita. Watatata, atatata. That's pretty much it.
sounds like something I would love. I cannot wait to listen to it and see how well you did.
This is spot on. And if I might, one final one. I think our audience might know how I feel about country, but do they know how much I like gay country? I'm really enjoying Orville Peck's Bronco. It's pretty fun. That's all my stuff, all listening this week.
That was a wild ride.
Thanks.
You weren't lying.
No, I speak the truth.
I don't have much because I guess I was busy at work and then I went home for a long weekend, which means I don't watch as much as I usually do. But I did watch the entire second season of Starstruck and it was fine.
It's not as good.
I didn't think it was as great. But I also did binge it, I think, in one day, maybe 2 days. So I didn't not want to watch it.
Yeah.
I just also played a lot of June's Journey while it was on.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it. So when I'd seen that it was there, I like almost took a tangent. And then I said, no, you came here to watch the Pirates. You're going to watch the Pirates.
The Pirates. I do have a thumbs down, however, and it is something that I watched over the weekend. The show Bad Vegan on Netflix.
I've never heard of that.
Well, Netflix kept telling me I should watch it, and actually, as we speak, it flashed up on the Netflix screensaver that I should watch it. And I went into it based on the title, expecting one thing, and was not given that thing. Like, it really, the story has nothing to do with her being a vegan. She is a vegan and has a vegan restaurant, or had, but nothing that she did had to do with being a vegan. And really, and I didn't finish, so I don't know how the entire story ends, besides what I looked up on the internet. But it was more she was just stupid and fell for a bad guy.
It's a documentary?
Yeah, and it's kind of boring. Like, we watched a couple episodes maybe, and I have no desire to go back and finish it.
Okay.
And that's a bummer because I love documentaries and I love true crime, and it seemed targeted to me.
Yeah. Well, thumbs down.
Boo. Yeah. And that's all I got. I did start season 2 of Russian Doll today, but I would like to finish it before I give my opinion.
I was unaware that it was out, and I want this to be very clear. So many shows that I loved, Russian Doll, Atlanta, Barry, I watched Russian Doll the same day I watched the first season of You. And now I've seen 3 seasons of You. It's crazy. I can't wait to watch it. But I'm watching Love Island again.
You have a problem.
I do. And I would like to tell you about something, but I don't want it recorded. But there was an issue with a kid at school that just like really stressed me out. And I was just like, oh, season 5, here I come.
I only found out about Russian Doll because Natasha was all over TikTok suddenly. And I thought, what else would she be promoting?
I can't wait. I also can't wait for more of The Circle. And I can't wait for the new season of Flight Attendant.
I know.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay. I just looked up and the time was 60:06, a palindrome.
Nice. I'll be able to edit that down to a crisp 35. Less, I think.
I wonder if you can hear this crack.
Barely.
Well, rude. You could have just said yes. I would have never known. Okay. You have anything else to tell me, my feathered friend?
I don't think so.
Bow, bow, bow.
Okay.
We go bye-bye?
I guess.
Okay. I hope that you have a great day tomorrow. And I'll talk to you soon. Sayonara, sucker.
That's not how we end this.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm going to again tell you thanks for procuring the cookies.
Anytime, sweetheart.
You're weird tonight.
I'm not.
And on that note, snack you later.
Snack you later, Sarah. Sayonara.
Bye.